Former Senator Jake Garn joins us now from St. George, Utah. Senator Garn was the first member of Congress to fly in space. He was a payload specialist on STS-51D in 1985. He is in St. George, Utah to give a speech to the Chamber of Commerce. Senator Garn, what did you tell the Chamber of Commerce last night?
Well, first of all, I expressed the great pain that I feel in what transpired. NASA is a very close family, and even though I did not know these astronauts like I did those on Challenger, there is still a bond between those of us who have flown in space and those who make space flights possible. All of the workers there at the Cape, it is one family, and so this tragedy is being felt by everyone connected with NASA today as if it were members of their own family. And yet, having said to them that, it is, I'm sure, the conviction of most everybody with NASA that we should fly again, that every astronaut who has flown is a volunteer. We all in our training certainly know and understand the risks of flying in space, and there are a lot of things that can happen while you are there, and yet we're all volunteers. We loved it. We would do it again, and so the space program must continue. As a matter of fact, I walked into the crew quarters at the Cape after Challenger with John Glenn and then Vice President Bush. And before we could say anything, June Scobie stood up and she said, "Mr. Vice President, Senators, I'm the wife of the commander and I speak for all of the families. Don't let them stop the space program." So even though it's a great personal tragedy for me, we must find out what happened. We must fix it. I mean, we must continue the space program of this country.
What were the highlights of your flight? What do you most remember about your flight into space?
The thing I believe everybody remembers the most about is the beauty of this Earth. It is so magnificently beautiful, I don't think any of us ever feel that we have the vocabulary to describe it. But there are also other feelings, too. It looks so peaceful from space. And at the time we were flying, the Iran-Iraq war was going on. Saddam Hussein and Ayatollah were killing tens of thousands of each other's people. And so we had feelings of anger as well, because we think we're all children of God traveling on Spaceship Earth together. It doesn't matter where you live. It does not matter what language you speak. And we ought to treat each other a lot better than we do. So it's virtually impossible for me to understand all of the things that are going on this Earth right now. I don't understand a Saddam Hussein. I don't understand a Hitler. I don't understand a Milosevic. We really ought to be a lot more concerned for each other on this planet, and I think most everyone who flies in space feels that way.
Former Senator Jake Garn, the first member of Congress to fly into space, he joined us from St. George, Utah, where he delivered an address to the Chamber of Commerce called Reach for the Stars. Thank you very much, Senator.
Thank you.